Amid Aleph. Let us start from Daf Tezvav Amid Beitz. The Gemara had said that the reason they were geyser tumeh on aklis chuchis because it has a similarity to akli cheres. The same way you create akli cheres. Tchilas b'riyosai min ha'ofar, so the same thing, that's how you create a kli schuchis, tchilas b'riyosan min ha'chel. So since the manufacturing of a kli schuchis is similar to the manufacturing of a kli cheres, so therefore it has the same halachas of a kli cheres, and midrabonon it is mekabel tumen. So the Gemara asks, Ela miyato, Lailetamu migaba. If the whole din tume is because it is similar to a kli cheres, so the hilchas kabbalas tume should be similar to the hilchas kabbalas tume of a kli cheres. The halacha is a kli cheres, if a sheretz will touch a kli cheres from the outside, the kli cheres is not mekabel tume. And we shall see a kli schuchis is mekabel tume if that sheretz touches it from the outside. That is the Gemara's kasha. Elo miyato leletamu migabo. A kli schuchis should not be mekabel tume if the tume touched it from the outside. And how do we know it is mekabel tume? Alomos nan. We learned in the Mishnah in Kalim as follows: kli cheres ukli neser. Kli neser, Rashi says, is min adoma levona. It's a certain type of white earth that you make pottery out of. Tumoson shova. These two have the same hilchis tume. What are the hilchis tume that they have? Mitamin u mitamin me avirehen. They are mekabel tume, and they are mitame something else. Me'avireyim. That means the inside of the keli. If a sheretz will fall in the avir of the keli, in the inside of the keli, in the area that is inside of the keli, without touching anything, the keli will be mekabel tumim. If a piece of bread will fall in to the avir of the keli, the piece of bread will be mekabel tumim from the avir. Let us see Rashi. Mitamin umitamin me avira. Nitlis tume ba avira. If a davar tume will be hanging in the avir, in the inside of the keli, nitma min ha avir. So the keli becomes tume through that there's a davar tume in the avir. Chazar vetola oichlin ba aviram. What will be if you'll put a machol in the avir of the skeli? Mitamin es oichlim. So the oichlim become tame. Va'af al pi sheloi nagu. Even though they did not touch the keli at all, tame. Where, how do we know this? The chsin, because by a kli cheres it says, koel asher b'soichai yitmo. Whatever is in the kli cheres becomes tame. Now, this is a very broad and general statement. Whatever is in the kli cheres is tame. So that comes to include vafilu molei chardel. Even if this kli cheres is full of grains of mustard, seeds of mustard, so every seed is tame. Now, how does every seed become tame? She'enoi geya bedafnoisav el ha'samach litfaneis. The seeds which are touching the walls of the keli, no, so that is mekabel tume. But the pasuk says, "Koel asher b'soicha yitma." Everything that is in the kli cheres is mekabel tume. Even the seeds that are in the middle of the kli cheres that don't touch anything, how are they mekabel tume? So we see that is the halacha of a kli cheres, that if something is found in the avir of the kli cheres, it is mekabel tume, even though it did not touch anything. That's two halachis that a kli cheres and a kli neser have the same. Umitamin me'achoyrehem. A kli cheres is mekabel tume from the bottom chelik. Let us see Rashi. Umetamin me'achay reyen. Im nichnas tuma l'seich achay reyen mi bachutz. If a tume entered the keli from the back, b'mokayim chakak beis meishovo, in the place where there's an indentation in the bottom, where it is standing on, for example, the bechers that we have. So the bechers really have, the bechers that have a stand have really two base kibbles. There's a base kibble that you pour the wine on, and if you'll turn it upside down, you'll turn the becher upside down, you have another base kibble of the stand. So here we're speaking about if a kli cheres, if a sheret will enter the toich of the achirayim, that means if you'll turn the keli upside down and you'll dangle a sheretz there, that's what Rashi says, im nichnas tume l'seich achirayim mibachutz, it will enter the achirayim, b'mokim chakak beis meishovan, where there's an indentation where the keli rests on, k'derech she'oisim l'kliyetz, so it is mekabel tume me achirayim, ומתאמין מאחריהם, ואין מתאמין מגביהם. But if a sheret will touch the outside of the keli, it will not be mekabel tume. Let us see Rashi. ואין מתאמין מגבו, it is not mekabel tume, if a tume touches the outside, דכסיב אל תויכוי, the whole din tume is if it fell inside the keli. That touches the outside of the keli, it is not mekabel tumah. These are unique halachos that apply by a kli cheres and a kli nesa. That's in the Kabbalah's tumah to be metam acher. Now the Mishnah says further, ushviroson metaharosa. And if you break the keli, so then it becomes toher. Now that is the Mishnah. So the Gemara makes a diyuk from the Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah said, these unique halachas, mitamin, mi'avireyem, ve'in mitamin, mi'gabeyem, these unique halachas apply to a kli cheres and a kli neser. Kli neser or kli cheres hu de tumasam shove. These two kelim have these unique halachas. But it seems another type of keli does not have these halachas. So in other words, I can be medayik from the Mishnah, a kli schuchis is mekabo tume migaboy. Because of a kli schuchis, but they have mamish the same halachas of a kli cheres and a kli nesa, so the Tan would put all three together. So it seems a kli schuchis is different. And the Gemara assumed now that the difference is that it's mekabel tumah migaboy from the outside. So the shaila is, if the whole reason that Chazal were goyzer tumah nakli schuchis is because it is similar to a kli cheres, so why doesn't it have the same halachas of a kli cheres? Amri, so the Gemara answers, kiven dechin ishtablu. When a glass keli breaks, yesh lahem takone. There's an eitzah, you could always fix it. You could melt the glass and create a new keli. This maila, a kli matches also has. A metal keli, if it breaks, it could be melted, and you can make a new keli out of it. So since in the longer, the lifespan of a kli schuchis is similar to the lifespan of a kli matris, that means there's no such thing, it's broken for good, you could always fix it. So in this nekude, there's a similarity between a kli schuchis and a kli matris, is shavino ki kli matris. So therefore, it has a similarity to a kli matris. In the lifespan, you could always renew the keli, can always revitalize the keli, so they gave it a halacha of a kli matches, and therefore it is mekabel tume migaboy. Let us just see Taisvis dibra maschel ella, the bottom Taisvis ella. Ella We are not Geiris Elo. Elo, kiven de chinishbaru yeshlam takone. So Elo would mean the Gemara has Chavote. That this is the reason why they're Mekabel Tume. So Taisa says, loy garsinan Elo. We're not Geiris Elo. No, this is the reason. That means, if you are Geiris Elo, so the Gemara fell off from the previous time. The previous time was that the reason it's Mekabel Tume, because you manufacture a Kli Zchuchis the same way you manufacture a Kli Cheres. And if that would be the reason, it should have the Hilchis Kabbalah Tume of a Kli Cheres, and it should not be Mekabel Tume Migabel. Since I see it does not have Hilchis Kabbalah Tumah v'Kli Cheres, so the Gemara falls off if you Geiris Elo. No, the reason it's Mekabel Tumah, not because it has the same manufacturing process of a Keli D'Raise, but it has the same lifespan of a Keli that's Mekabel Tumah Midaraise. So therefore, since it's similar to a Kli Matres, in this respect, it's Mekabel Tumah like a Kli Matres. That is if you Geiris Elo. So Taisus says, "Lei garsinan ella." We're not geiris ella. "Lei hada bei mi mai da omar shavino rabbanon kichlicheres." The Gemara didn't have charot. The mishum tam de nishbaru yeshlam takone. This tam, this reason alone that it has a lifespan of a kli matres, ein svare lahirid lahem tume. That is not a svare. That Chazal should be Mesaken, it's Mekabel Tumah. That means we see in the Torah, when the Torah spoke about the Kalim that are Mekabel Tumah, the Torah spoke about Minim, the different types of Minim of materials that the Kali is made out of, a Kli Eitz, a Kli Etzem, a Kli Matres, Zod, Chesed. The Torah speaks about the materials that which the keli is made out of. So when we are done, should a kli zchuchis be mekabel tume, the din has to be, is the material it is made out of, is it similar to the materials of the other kelim that are mekabel tume? So memela that one, it has a long lifespan, that's a mile in the keli alone, that the keli, you can always fix it. But in order to be meirit tume, it has to be created from a material that is mekabel tume. So therefore, the Gemara never had charot. The Gemara said that the reason Chazal were geizer, that a kli zchuchis is mekabel tume, is because it is made of a material that is similar to a kli cheres, which is mekabel tume. Elo mishum de la kli cheres domi legamri. So the whole reason it is mekabel tume, because it is made of a kli cheres, it is similar to a kli cheres. The materials that with which you use to manufacture kli zchuchis are similar to the materials which are used to manufacture kli cheres. So that's the gmor nevet charot. The given the kvar hayidu lahem tume, but since we decided that this keli is a bar kabbalas tume, so now the eifanim, how it should be mekabel tume, mishum de domi likli cheres, that we decided already, that it is mekabel tume because it is similar to a kli cheres, the materials are similar to a kli cheres. Mishum kiven de nishburu yeshlem takone. Since the lifespan of the keli is similar now to a kli matres, shavino rabbonon ke matres linyan tumes gabon. So the oifen of kabbalas tum already, this we said already, it should have the same oifen of kabbalas tum of a kli matres, since the lifespan of a kli zchuchis is similar to the lifespan of a kli matres. So the Gemara never had charota. So we have here a tziruf. It is mekabel tume because it is doime to a kli cheres. But the oifen akabolas tume is similar to a kli matres. Yeah. So now that the Gemara was mechadish, that the oifen of kabolas tume is similar to a kli matres, and therefore it's mekabel tume migaboy, So let us think 1 minute. A kli cheres is never mekabel tume migaboy. A kli matris is mekabel tume migaboy. So now, what will happen if a sheretz will touch a kli matris migaboy? So we're saying it's mekabel tume because it's similar to a kli cheres. And this tume, that it is mekabel migaboy, will tvila help. So Rabbi Keveger in the Svas Emes Tainis, tvila should zicha help. Because you have to be consistent. If you will say that the whole reason it's mekabel tume is because it's similar to a kli matris, no, so then you say, but a mikvah won't help because a kli cheres, tvila doesn't help in a kli cheres. You have to be consistent. Als kli cheres, it's not mekabel tume, it was touched from the outside. So the whole reason it is mekabel tume because it is similar to kli matris. Not kli matris, a mikveh helps. So they say, so now according to this gemara, the gemara is going to have charot and after zainam at base, but according to this gemara, we have now a new teretz and the gemara's kashet after zvavam at base. The gemara and after zvavam at base, they ask the kashet, why is a kli schuchis mekabel tume, because it's similar to a kli cheres. And the Gemara says, ooh, if that's the reason it's mekabel tume, why does tvila help? We learned elu chaitzitzim, that tvila helps by a kli schuchis. So the Gemara asks, if it's similar to a kli cheres, the tvila doesn't help by a kli cheres. So the Gemara had to say a whole teretz with a patch, and a hoichel nach amaymet, a whole geratschke. So Rabbi Keveger in the Svasemi says, that was only till we didn't know Dafter Zayin Amadala. The minute we know that the Zayin Amad Allah, when we become aware that there is a certain tume, that it is mekabel, and that tume is a tume of a klimatris, so the tume is klimatris, tvila should zicha help. You can't say kash it's a klicheres, als klicheres it's toil. So only because of the similarity to klimatris, no, it's similar to klimatris, so tvila will help. That's what they want to answer. Let us go further. Elo meyato, yarzor lutumason yishona kichli matches. So the Gemara says, okay, if you're telling me it has now in Kabbalah's tume, it has dinim of kli matches, so now the halacha that applies by a kli matches should apply by a kli cheres. By a kli matches, the halacha is, if one had a kli matches that was tume, and then you destroyed the keli. You broke it. You destroyed the keli. So it's toher. Then you put it back together again. So the din is midarabonon. It, the tumah yishona, the old yitumah, because, goes back again. That's a din by kli matris. And the reason we'll learn in Yetz Hashem and after Zayin Amid Beis. But let us see the Vayod Haloch. Ela miyato, if it is similar to a kli matres, so should have the same halach of a kli matres, yarzeru l'tumosam yishona kikli matres. So if it became broken and put together again, so the old tumah should be turned. This nan we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Kli matres pshuteihem, a kli matres, the halach is, if it does not have a base kibble, it's a flat keli, umekableyem, or it has a base kibble. It has a area which can hold things. Tmeyim. It is mekabel tume. Nishberu. What happens if this klimatris broke? Toru. It's toher. Chozal v'yosem hem kelim. What if he made out of this broken klimatris? He made a new keli. Chozru l'tumosem yishono. So it comes again back tome midrabon. So that is a halacha by kli matris. The ilu gabis kli schuchis nan, by kli schuchis we learned as follows. Kli eitz, uchli oir, keli made out of leather, kli etzem, keli made out of bones, kli schuchis, pshuteyem toirem. If it does not have a base kibble, if it is a flat keli, it is toir. Tamei mekabel tume. Umekableihem tmeim. If it has a base kibble, it's tamei. Nishberu, Toaru. If it be broke, it becomes toyer. Chozav yosa mehem keilim. If he made now a new keili, mekabelim tumim mikanu lahaba. So if a sheretz will touch it now, it will become tomei. But the old tumah does not come back. Mikana lahaba en lamafreya loy. So Memela, so the Gemara says, listen, if you tell me he has the dinim of a kli matres, so this halacha should also apply by kli schuches. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a kash. Loy. Tumas kli schuches darabona. The whole tumah of a kli schuches is a tumah darabona. And a teiras amekabel tumah. The tumah yishone. This din. By a kli matres alone, that after you break it, and you make it back, a keli becomes again tome, that's also a drabon. So my mail is like this. Betume de'eraise, when they were geyser, on a kli schuches, that it should be mekabel tome, so they said, betume de'eraise, achisubo rabonam. They said a kli schuches is mekabel all tumeis de'erais, even though it's a lava kabbalas tume, but be the rabbonon it's mekabel tumeis de'erais, by which are tumeis de'erais by other kelim. Achisu bo rabbonon tume, be tume the rabbonon lo yachisu lo rabbonon tume. A tume the rabbonon they did not say that it's tume. So meila that's a tense. Fine. So, the vial, we're up to a matzev, that a kli schuches has hilches tume of a kli matches, but legabi tume yishone doesn't have, because this is the whole Kabbalah's tume of the Rabbonon, so they never said, this tume the Rabbonon should apply by a kli schuches. So like the Gemara, let me ask you a different question. Pshuteyem, but here we just learned a kli matres is mekabel tumah min ha-toyre, even though it does not have a base kibble, it's a flat keli. It is mekabel tumah min ha-toyre. And we learned a kli schuches is not mekabel tumah min ha-toyre. It's not mekabel tumah if it's pshuteyim. So why isn't it mekabel tumah if it's pshuteyim? You said it's similar to a kli matres. So why is pshuteyim tahoyre? That's the Gemara's next kasha. Pshuteyem miyulitame. Why, if you have a flat keli, why isn't it mekabel tume? Do pshute kli matres tiraisenino. This is mekabel tume minatoyre by a kli matres. And you said by all dinei kabbalos tume minatoyre, a kli schuches has the same aloches, so the aloches should be pshute kli schuches should be mekabel tume. So the Gemara says, you're right. Al pi cheshbin, it should be like that. Of the Bohu Rabbonon Hekere, ki heichel de leilisreif olayu trume bekotchi. The Rabbonon wanted to show that this tumah of Aklis Chuchis is only a tumah de Rabbonon. So memele, if this will touch trume, you will not burn the trume. So if people would see that this Aklis Chuchis is all the halachis of Akli Matris, so they might think that you burn trume if it touches a kli schuches that is tome. And they didn't want you to burn trume b'maga kli schuches. So therefore, they had to make a heker to show you that even though it is mekabel tume, but it's fota de rabbonon, and the heker was by telling us that kli schuches pshuteyim tahoyim. Let us just turn the omid and see Rav Ashi's teretz on the etzim kasha. Rav Ashi yoma. Rav Ashi goes back to the previous kasha we asked. If the whole din of Kabbalah's tumah of a kli schuches is because it's similar to kli cheres, why is it mekabel tumah migaboy? So Rav Ashi says, Amir de kolom de sheteretz. Lo oilam le kli cheres bomi. Really, a kli schuches is similar to a kli cheres. They never made it like a kli matres. The guidelines, the criteria is, you look the oifen how you manufacture the keli. You manufacture a kli schuches like a kli cheres, it has hilches tumah of a kli cheres. Now you pin me to the wall, you ask me a shaila, oi bazoi, so why is it mekabel tumah migabai? Udika kashiloch! Why is a kli schuches mekabel tumah if the sheretz touches it from the outside? So he answered, a kli schuches hoyel v'nire toichoy kebaroi. That means, let us see Rashi. A very interesting teretz. Loilom l'kli cheres domi. It's like similar to a kli cheres. Hoyel b'riyos min achel. Since it's created from sand, so it's similar to a kli cheres. Hilkach pshutayim teirem. So as well, it's a teres and pshutayim. Ve'ein bem tuna yishone, because the whole din of tuna yishone only applies by kli matres. Hoyol v'nire teichoy mi bachutz derech taf noisot. You're standing on the outside. You could see the inside. Loichoshiv gav elatoich. If you're in the inside, while standing on the outside, you consider your inside already. That means if you're aware of what's inside by standing outside, so you're not out, you're in. So memela, the outside of a kli zchuchis is the inside. Because you can see what's in by standing through the outside also. So memela, the outside is a toich. A meira de kalomdish esvare. So memela, so that solves all the problems we have. That's Rav Ashi's terms. Let us see Rashi. Yesh lahem takone. Now the Gemara asked the kasha, yesh lahem takone lahatichon. The larzel v'lasoyson kelim. That a kli zchuchis has the same lifespan of a kli matris. You can always melt it and make again new kelim. So the Gemara asks, so since it has the lifespan of a kli matris, so therefore you gave it hilchis kli matris, so by kli zchuchis, the halacha should be, if you made it over a new keli, it should be kaiser l'tumasa yishana im nitmo, if it became tomei v'nikvai v'toaro. If you had a kli zchuchis that was once tomei and then it got a hole and it became toil v'chaz aviyasa mehem kelim, and now you made a new keli, a new kli zchuchis out of it, Yachzo l'tumasom, should she go back to the old tume, lahatinam tvile, that you should need tvile, hoyolokli matches ninho, since it is like a kli matches. So the Sfas Emes is medayik from this Rashi, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, that a kli schuches should be choyzo l'tumasa yishonet. So Rashi throws in a word. Yarzo l'tumosom lahatinon tvile. That it should need tvile. So the Sfas Emes pertinently asks, who told Rashi that tvile would help? Without saying the Shtik Torah, which we mentioned 7 minutes ago from Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfas Emes, that if it has the Dine Kabbalah's tume of a kli matris, it has to have the tar of a kli matris, we won't say the Shtik Torah. We sang a Shtik Torah that, according to this Gemara, it's far for the previous Gemara. But if we won't say the Shtik Torah, we'll say it's a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres doesn't have Tara B'mikveh. You have to stick to your guns. It's Mekabel Tuma like a Kli Matris, but it doesn't have Tara B'mikveh. So if that would be true, so why did Rashi throw in a word over here, if a Kli Zchuchis will be Mekabel, will be Chayzel Tumasa Yishana, lahatinon tvila. Who told Rashi that tvila would help? So the Sfas Emes, you see that Rashi held the svara that if you're putting on it hilchis kli matris, you have to be consistent. If this is a tumah which originates only by a kli matris, it has to have the coolest of a kli matris. You can't tans of tzvei chasenes. Legabi tvila, it's a kli cheres. Legabi kli matris, it's a chayzul tamasa yishana. So you have a meira de keraya from this Rashi. Toaru, the Eine Keili. So the Gemara brings down the halacha by Kli Matris. If Nishberu, Toaru, the Eine Keili. Chazru le Tumasan Yishana, le Tami Meforish Taima. Why this is that way, that we'll learn after Zainam and Beis. Pshutayhem Tahoirim. By all these Kalim Kliyats, Kliyoyah Kliyats and Tlischuches, Pshutayhem Tahoirim. If it does not have a base kibble, if it is a flat keli, it is toil. So Rashi says, why does this halacha apply by kli eitz v'oil? So Rashi says, the iskish, there's a hekish, eitz v'oil lesak. In the psukim, in Vayikra, when it speaks about tumas kelim, so there's written next to kli eitz and oil, it's written about a sak. In Asak, the Yeshloi base kibul. So we learn, a Kli Eitz and a Kli Oyer is only Mekabel Tumah for the similar to Asak, and Asak has a base kibul. U Kli Etzem Iskish Leitz V'Oyer B'Parshas Midyan. Kol Beged V'Chol Kli Oyer V'Chol Maisei Izim. What does Maisei Izim mean? V'Amrinim Bakol Shoichtim Lohavi Dover Habo Min Ha'izim. A material that comes from Izim that you can make a keli out of it. Mina karnayim, mina tzomes, from the horns, from the bones, mina tlofim, from the foot, some emele, from the hooves, some emele, all these things have one halacha min ha-toire, that they're only mekabel tume if they have a base kibble. Uklis chuchis, lakame mefolish taima mai pshutayim toirim, me'achel de domu lamatris. That the Gemara's going to ask the kasha, why isn't a kli schuchis mekabel tume pshute kli schuchis if it's similar to kli matris? That's the Gemara's kasha. The tume yishone she yarzru lo me'acher she toaru mimeno. This din that the old tume comes back after it became already toyer from that tume, the rabbanonu kedlakanam behilchis, like the Gemara's going to explain later. So the Tumas Kli Matris Diyeraise, since a Kli Matris is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, Gozer Tumah Yishon, so they were Gozer Tumah Yishon, Avo B'Kli Yischuchis. The Iker Tchilas Tumah Sei Lesel Mid Rabbonu, the whole Kabbalah Tumah of a Kli Yischuchis is only Mid Rabbonu, like Gozer Tumah Yishon, they were not Gozer Tumah Yishon. So the Gemara asks, fine, but let me ask you a different question. Why isn't pshutei kli schuchis mekabel tume? Pshutei emiyo letame kichli matres. To pshutei kli matres de reise. Vekimen de dichva sayu shavino. Since you said in Kabbalah's tume, a kli schuchis is similar to a kli matres, litame. So it should be mekabel tume. The lekelish nuye bohoki de shanisa betume yishon. You can't tell me the same terrace. This is a din de reise. So the Gemara says, here, there's a different reason. Of the Rabbonon Hekeirem. The Rabbonon wanted to show that Aklis Chuchis is different. From this halacha, you see, you're able to differentiate between Aklis Chuchis and Akli Matris. Betumes Klis Chuchis, they made a difference in the Tumah of Aklis Chuchis. The Chilku Bami Tumah Deirais. And they made a different halacha than the halacha that applies by a kli matris, which is a tumah derais. So why did they do this? Lo haidia shehi midivrayem, that this is a tumah midrabonon, v'lo yisrufu olav tumah v'kotshim, and you should know if tumah and kotshim will touch a kli schuchis, you're not permitted to burn it. V'lo yisofi tumah mishum tumah derabonon bar mivov sveikis. Only the Vav Sveikis, which we learned yesterday, and those Vav Sveikis, we are Seiref Trumen. But a Kli Schuchis, you're not Seiref Trumen. Agavuche, if the Olam will remember, yesterday we learned in Taisvis after Zvova Medbei says, the Bamaschel also, Taisvis says that what you're not Seiref Trume from a Kli Schuchis, that's Tavke Tumas Gabon. If it was Mekabo Tume from the outside, and Trume touched it, it won't be Seiref the Trume. But if it was Mekabo Tume Mitoichoi, like a Kli Cheres, you will be Seiref Trume. That's what Taisvis, that's Shitas HaTaisvis and after Zvova Medbeis. From Rashi, we see Rashi disagrees with Taisvis. Rashi holds, period, you are not Seiref Trume on a Kli Schuchis. Okay. Now, let us see Taisus. Elo miyata leiletamu migabon. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if the whole reason it is mekabel tume, akli schuchis is mekabel tume is, because it is similar to akli cheres, I bezoi it should not be mekabel tume migaboy from the outside. Buhu adin, so Taisva says, Davi Motze Lameima, the Litamu me aviron. The Gemara could have asked another kasha. In the Mishnah we said that Klicheres and Kli Neser have two, let's say, there are unique halachas. Halacha number one, a Kli Cheres and Kli Neser is Mekabel Tume Me'aviroi. If the Tume dangles in the Avir of the Kli Cheres, it's Mekabel Tume. Halacha number two, it is not Mekabel Tume Migaboi. Now, Tosfos was medayik, if these unique halachas apply only to Kli Cheres and a Kli Neser, so it comes out, a Kli Zchuchis is not Mekabel Tume Me'aviroi, and is Mekabel Tume Migaboi. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha, if it's similar to a Kli Cheres, it should not be Mekabel Tume Migaboi, the Gemara could have asked a different Kasha. If it is similar to a Kli Cheres, so it should be Mekabel Tume Me'aviroi. That's what the Gemara could have asked. And what is the Teretz? So the Teretz of the Gemara is, because they made it similar to a Kli Matches. So we see, but the Gemara could have asked this Kasha. So we see, the way Tosfos is saying now, we see a Gevaldike Chiddush in the Gemara's Teretz. When the Gemara says that it's similar to a Kli Matches, and we learned Tosfos before, Tosfos said the Kabbalah's Tum is als Kli Cheres, but there are similarities to a Kli Matres. So L'chaira, we could think that, so it's a Kli Cheres plus a Kli Matres. So Mameila, that would it's Mekabel Tum and Migaboi, that's als because of the similarity to a Kli Matres. But mitoichoi, it should zicher be mekabel tuma als Kli Cheres. And we just mentioned before, Tosfos Daf Tezvav Amud Beis says that it is mekabel tuma als Kli Cheres. So, from Tosfos it would seem that it is not mekabel tuma mitoichoi. Why isn't it mekabel tuma mitoichoi? So from Tosfos me'aviroi, so from Tosfos it would seem, the minute they gave it a din of Kli Matches, so it lost the chumra of a Kli Cheres. So if a tumah will touch it, a tumah will fall in the avir of a Kli Zchuchis, it won't be mekabel tumah. If a tumah will touch the inside of the Kli Zchuchis, it touched it though, then it is mekabel tumah als Kli Cheres take, because this halacha a Kli Matches also possesses. But the minute you gave it the chumra of a Kli Matches, you have to take away the chumra of a Kli Cheres, and it is not mekabel tume me'aviroi, according to this Teretz. Now Tosfos jumps to the second Teretz we learned after Zayin Amud Beis. Baba v'chim ishani, when the Gemara answers later, the hod metame migabo, that what a Kli Zchuchis is mekabel tume migabo. The Gemara says it's a complete Kli Cheres. Now the reason it's mekabel tume migaboin is because the gab is like the toich, because from the gab you can see the toich. Neishenira toichon kebaron is le, so mele, according to that teretz, leimotzi lemitrich akati letame me'aviroi. Let's also ask, so why isn't it mekabel tume me'aviroi? Dikule me'imereinach anami. According to Ravashi, it is taki mekabel tume me'aviroi. Vohoda loitoni bahadi neser ukli cheres, Mishum de Kli Zchuchis mitame migabo. According to the second Malach of Ravashi, it is take a pure Kli Cheres, it is pure halachis of Kli Cheres. And no, that what is mekabel tume migabo is because the gav of a Kli Zchuchis is equivalent to the teich. So the gav is a din of the teich. But it's mamish like a Kli Cheres. So according to Ravashi, it will be mekabel tume me'aviroi. According to the first Teretz, since it is a din of Kli Matches, it will not be mekabel tume me'aviroi. Now, the Gemara asks, le'letamu migabo. If it is a din of a Kli Cheres, it should not be mekabel tume migabo. Alom osnan, Kli Neser u'Kli Cheres. So the Gemara asks a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kli Neser and Kli Cheres, tafke these two, are not mekabel tume migabon. Vaisis a Kli Zchuchis is mekabel tume migabon. The kasha l'Rashba. So the Rashba asked, this kasha one can only ask if he's a boki b'chol ha'teiri kula. Like this, we don't appreciate the kasha. But the Rashba was a Baki Bechola Teire Kula, so he asked, why did the Gemara have to ask from a Mishnah in Kalim and make a diuk? There's an often a Barais in Kalim. That's the Rashba's Kasha. The Kosha Le Rashba. So the Rashba is a Kasha. If you want to prove that a Klischuchis is Mikabo Tume Mikabo, you don't have to make a diuk from a Mishnah in Kalim. There's an often a Barais. The Havalei L'suye Bereise the Tesefta de Kalim. There's an often a Bereise in the Tesefta de Kalim. What does it say in the Bereise? Machat v'tabas v'shule kliyetz. It's not negeyos. Ukli schuchis. Ukli yetzem. So here we're talking about ukli schuchis. Ein memalim behem, ein mekachim behem. It's also not negeyos. Aber v'ein matzilin v'tomit posel. This is Negeyatos. Now, the halacha of Tzomit Posel is as follows. The din is, a kli cheres is mekabel tume mitoichai. That is the halacha of a kli cheres, that you have, the tume has to enter the toich of the keli. The posik says, if you have a kli cheres bo'oyel ameis, so, the kli cheres will be mekabel tume, because the tume ameis, which is in the complete oyel, will enter the Kli Cheres also. What if there's a Tzomit Posololo? What if there's a seal over the Kli Cheres? So that means that the Tumah cannot enter through the mouth of the Kli Cheres. So even though the Tumah is surrounding the Kli Cheres, but the Kli Cheres will not become Tumah. Because a Kli Cheres is only Mikabel Tumah Mitoichoi, and if the Toich is sealed, so it won't be Mikabel Tumah. Now, the Bereise in Kalim says that a klischuchis ain't metzilim b'tzomit posel. If you'll have, let's say, some food in a klischuchis, and you put a seal over it. So if this would be by a klicheres, the food would be toil, because the tumor can't enter. But by a klischuchis ain't metzilim b'tzomit posel. If you have a klischuchis, a seal will not help. Why doesn't a seal help? Because the tumor sneaks around from the back. You don't have to be metama klis chuchis from the inside. You can be metama klis chuchis from the outside. Alme, so it's an ofene bereise de metami migabon. That's mekabo tuma migabon. Babai maisi, ho. So why did he prove from a Mishnah? And the proof from the Mishnah works with a deal. Why did he have to prove from the Mishnah with a deal? Leimotzi lechuchim minei alya al yedei diuk, only through a diuk. Kli neser kli cheres hu detumasum shalva bavaisois. That after kli neser is not mekabel tumme migabai. Oba kli sluchis is mekabel tumme migabai. He could an often a barais in kaila. Kashi one. Kashi two. Va'oi. Ahach the maisi, if you're bringing a rai from a diuk, ikalameme de lechosh vel kli neser kli cheres nahava di raise. Maybe it's no diuk either. Maybe the Mishnah is only speaking about kelim which are mekabel tuma min ha-teire, and min ha-teire these two kelim are unique. Kli schuchis is only a kabbalas tuma min ha-rabon. He's not speaking about tumas the rabon. Kli neser nafgalom b'teires kainim v'chsiv v'chol kli cheres l'rabis kli neser. So memele the Rashba went away from this sugya. That's Pshat Yosef Das, Yosef Machiv. The more you know, the more shverikait you have. We wouldn't have this problem of the Rashba. Why didn't ask the Bereise? We don't know there's such a Bereise. Rashba knew kala tere kula, so he had a problem. He doesn't understand this Gemara. Now, in the Mishnah it says, the halachis of a klicheres and a klineser is mitamin u'mitamin me'avireyim. They're mekabel tume, and they are metama other things, if something falls in the avir of the klicheres. U'mitamin me'achireyim. On the backside, the bottom of the klicheres, if it has a base kibble, it is mekabel tume. Ve'in metamin me'gabeyim, but if the tume touches it from the outside, where there's no base kibble, it is not mekabel tume. This is Rashi's girsa. Now let us see Taisis. Ochi Goras Rashi. Rashi's girsa is as follows. Mitamin, it is mekabel tume. U mitamim, it is metama other things, me avireyim. From the avir. U mitamin, me achireyim. It is mekabel tume from the back. The base kibble in the back is also considered a base kibble. There's mekabel tumah from the back, from the bottom. Ve'ein metamin migabei. It is not mekabel tumah from the outside. Upirish. And Rashi explained this mission as follows. The mitamim mi'achireyim, that was mekabel tumah from the bottom. So Rashi explains, this means as follows. B'mokoyim chakak. The place where there's an indentation base moishovim that the keli is standing on. So it has an indentation over there. So it has a base kibble on the bottom also. That is pshat mitamim me'achirei. Yeah. Now Tosfos will a little clarify Rashi sheet. So, me'achireyim, what will be the din? Will it be metames something me'achireyim? So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, if it's mekabel tumah me'achireyim, if it's mekabel tumah from the bottom, avadi givis, it will be metames something in the bottom. Kedemuchach bepeiri ka'or va'roitiv, the Gemara says in Chulin, merube midas letame, mimidas litome. It is easier to be metame something else than to be mekabel tumah. Yuli aila afuki mi boy. If it can take in tumah, avada givis, it can give out. Fine. So mamela, so Tosfos says, so abizaykum tois, that the bottom of the, of a kli cheres that has a base kibble will be metame, something that enters the toich of the bottom. So now Tosfos asks a pertinent question. So if that is true, when the Mishnah spoke about the avir of the top, so it said both halachas. It's mekabel tumah from the avir. It's metama acherim when it's in the avir. When it spoke about the acherayim, it spoke about the bottom, it only said it's mekabel tumah. So Tosfos says, if it is metama acherim also from the bottom, so why didn't the Tana say the halachas that apply in the bottom? That's Tosfos kash. V'hod loy ketoni metamin u'metamin me'achireyim, kidisnan gabi avireyim. So Tosfos says, that's no kash. Mishum de gabi avireyim, yesh chidish mishneyim. By avireyim, it's a chidish. By both halachas. Ma she'ein kein bekeilim acherim she'eino metamin v'loi metamin me'avir. This is a chiddush that even though it is not touching the keili, it is mekabel tumah and it is metam acherim. Avol b'meshe metam acherim me'achoiro, but if something will touch the acherayim of the kli cheres, so it bits mekabel tumah, ain't a chiddush. That's no chiddush. Da afilu migabon nami metamin acherim. Tosfos says that a kli cheres is metame acherim even if something will touch the outside. So metame acherim, a kli cheres is similar to all other kelim, that it is metame from the outside. V'chein kol hakelim. So memele, that what is metame acherim from the bottom, that's no chiddush. What's the chiddush? Avir is a chiddush. So it said in avir, it's mekabel tumah me'aviroi, it's metame acherim me'avir. That's a chiddush. But we're just talking about the other side, the bottom of the keli. So what's wrong with the bottom of the keli? The bottom of the keli is metame. Like all other chalakim of the kelim that are metame, if something will touch it. So memela, that's not necessary to speak about. V'choshkein eilu ma'achereim dikechekak. There's a base kibble also. So if it touches the bottom of the keli, so memela, so why shouldn't something be mekabel tumah? So therefore, this is not necessary to speak about. Avo mitamin me'achereim. So why does it tell us that it's mekabel tumah from the bottom? Tone lashmi'inon. That is already a chiddush. The aval gav the ein metamin migabon, even though in Kabbalah's tumah, if the sheretz will touch the outside of the kli cheres, it is not mikabel tumah. So memele, and so what if it touches the bottom chelik of the kli cheres? What's the din there? This is not the inside of the kli cheres; it's the bottom of the kli cheres. Afalochi metamin miachere. So that's a chiddush. So the Tan is only telling us chidushim. what I couldn't figure out myself. So in the Toich, there's a Chiddush, mitamin 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 me'avireyem. Mitamin ma'chereyem is also a Chiddush, even though it's not mekabel tumah migaboy. So me'meiler, so that's what it says. Obo mitamin me'achereyem is no Chiddush, so therefore it's not necessary to say. Elohochi, in Toich says, with this, is good another diyuk in the Mishnah. Like Ohiv Lohu, the Tana did not put together mitamin mitamin me'avireyim me'achereyim. Let's put both these halachas together. Mishum de ba'avireyim av chiddush mishneyim. So they go together. Av ba'achereyim ein chiddush elo b'mitamin lachut. So memela, the Tana is only telling us chiddushim. So memela, so each halacha has its place. You can't mix all the halachas together. Inami, then Taisa wants to say another teretz. I think you have to say mitamin. Mitamin me'avireyem haino di'araisa. Could be another reason why I didn't mix them together, because mitamin me'avireyem haino di'araisa. Avo me'achireyem lo'yhavi elo mid'rabonon. So that's another reason why I didn't mix it together. V'oid, another teretz, the mitamin ma'avireyem, hainu kol ha'keli. If atume fell into the avir of the klicheres, the whole keli becomes tummy. That means every part of the keli, the inside, the outside, the whole thing is tummy. Avo mitamin mi'achireyem, that what we said, that it is mekabel tume from the bottom, motzi lemeime, could be, that's Tosis that learned through whole shas, Tosis didn't know, but could be, that if a sheretz touched the bottom of the klicheres, so it says it's mekabel tume. You know what's mekabel tume? Only the outside of the keli is mekabel tume. The inside is not mekabel tume. So memele, so this is a different ball game already. So the metamim me'achereyem, the metamim me'achereyem is a different tume from metamim avireyem. Number one, this is a darabonon. And number two, only the outside of the keli is mekabel tume. So memele, so that's why he was not ma'ariv the two. Ho desan ye b'teiris koyini. Miru b'midas litame militame. That in the teiris koyinim it says, that it's easier to be metame than to be mekabel tume. Shemetame acherim me achoiro ve'ene metame me achoiro. Tosfos found a Teiris Koyanim, that the Teiris Koyanim says by a klicheres that it is metame me achoiro. It is metame something else me achoiro ve'ene metame me achoiro. Now this is Shreklach. Rashi was Goyres, Aklicheres, is mitame me'achoyro. This is also mitame. But al koponim, the Rashi's gilsa was, ochi goyres Rashi mitamin me'achereyem. And in Teiris Koyanim it says, merube mides letame militame, shemitame acherem me'achoyro, ve'mitame me'achoyro, and it's not mekabotum me'achoyro. So, mamish, this Teiris Koyanim is an often astira to Girsas Rashi. Matzino lemeima, so Tosfos says that the terminology of the Teiris Koyanim is not the same terminology as the Mishnah. The achoyrov, the kamar hosom, the Teiris Koyanim that said it is not mekabel tume, me achoyrov, the Teiris Koyanim calls the achoyrov the outside of the klicheres. The Kamarosam Hainu Gav. The Loichikak Beis Moishov. The Mishnah calls Achoyrov the bottom, where there's an indentation. In the Teiris Koyanim calls Achoyrov the outside Chelik, the side, where there's no indentation. So Memele, so it's no problem. So the Teiris Koyanim is speaking about the outside, and we are speaking about the bottom. Inami. What Tosfos says, maybe we can say a different teretz. That what the Teiris Koyanim says, Einoi mitamei me'achoyrov, And Rashi says that is mekabel tuma me achayra from the bottom. We'll say no, achayra means the bottom. So it's no stira. The Teiris Kainim is speaking about midiraisa. Teiris has already had such a tzad that there could be mekabel tuma midarabonon me achayra. So Teiris says the Teiris Kainim is speaking about midiraisa. Einem etama me achayra midiraisa. Avo midarabonon mitame. Inami, it could be another Teiris. Afilu midaraisa miyitami meyachoyra. Could be minatoyrets mekabotuma meyachoyra. Vaho dekomar einay mitami meyachoyra. It is not mekabot, it's not mekabotuma meyachoyra from the bottom. Hainu kuloi. The whole keli doesn't become tome. The einay tome kishikibotuma meyachoyra velagabi. Tais is mentioned before this svara. And now Tais is saying this is a deraisa dike svara. If a tummy touched the achirayim, the bottom of a kli cheres, the whole outside is tummy, but the inside is not tummy. Elagabe avotoy cheloy. Hashte, so now Toysvis was, so Toysvis, so these are the terutzim on the Teiris Kainim. Hashte osi shapir, so Toysvis says, now will be good a gemorim b'cheres. Ha damrinen beperik eilu mumin. Mamish learning this Toysvis is the Bekiyas is Hafladik. Pchayres, Chulin, the Seftin, Kalems, Mamish Meiradik. Vahod, Amrina Pekele Mumin, Klicheres, Nitma Gaboy, Loi Nitma Toychoy. It says, a Klicheres, that the outside became Tomei, Loi Nitma Toychoy. So Mashmet, so from the Loshin of the Loshin would seem, the gaboy miyoy tome. It's nitma gaboy, v'loy nitma toichoy. So where do you have such a thing? We are under the impression that kli cheres is not mekabel tume mi gaboy. And here it says nitma gaboy, v'loy nitma toichoy. Mashu the gaboy miyoy tome. V'hainu ki nitma meyachoy reva mokem chakak. So now, I have shot in this gemara in b'chayres. If it was mekabel tume from the bottom, from the base kibble from the bottom, so then the gab is taket tome and the inside is toy. The korela is dimning gaboy. Sometimes the achayrov is called gaboy. The zimnin achayrov. Uma she klicheres matzil. Now what a klicheres is matzil. Now place has gotten to hot water. If you'll say that a klicheres is mekabel tome me achayrov from the bottom, from the outside, from the bottom. So why is the halacha that a kli cheres is matzel b'tzomet posel? Because there's a seal on the top, like the tais with seal on the top, but there's no seal on the bottom. So if there's no seal on the bottom, let the tumah creep in from the bottom and be metame the kli cheres. So tais says, mash a kli cheres matzel hainafim b'yesh loichekat. She nitma gaboy, a filu, it became tummy, but teichai teir gama, but the inside is teir. So memele, so that chat, a klicheres is matzel mi teichai, whatever's inside is teir. Because in order for the tummy to go inside, it has to enter from the top. And if there's a seal on the top, it will never enter. Oh, this time you bet is after the kalem. Klicheres ein loy tumme, elo me aviroi veseitoi. At klicheres is only mekabel tuma only from the avil, and or if the tuma was in the avil, or if a zov moved it, by osi lamuti achayrav elagabe. Ulchekak havi bechlal aviray. That's considered aviray. Vehik sharabi lezer hazokin zalsam emele taisves patiently went through shas and answered all the difficulties that one could ask on Rashi, and taisves stuck with Rashi's pshat. V'hikshe Rabbi Lezer hazokin zat, l'peirish akuntris, the sanya b'teisefta, we learned in teisefta the kelim as follows. Zeh haklal, kol hamishamish kofui b'klicheres toyer. Any chelik of a klicheres that the shimush is bent over, upside down, is toyer. So that's toyer, that's not mekabel tumen. Bachirayim, so Taisi says, the bottom of the klicheres, heimish tamshin kfuyim. It is used upside down. When you hold a becher, you hold it from the bottom, it's also upside down. This base kibble is an upside, is mishtamish kofu. The Tirutz Rabbeinu Shmuel, it's also no kash. The Hosom Bikisui Kedere, that the Sefta is speaking about a cover of a pot, the Alpha, Stairi Bem Hosom Leel Kameshima Purusha Famba Tirutz Koine. Yochel Shani Mal Ba'af Chifu Ya Keili, a cover of a Keili, Tamalema Shiasa Meloche Bem, Barat Likisi Akeili, Shinoisim Bem Meloche. The covers of a Keili, since we don't do any Meloche with it, so it's not Mekabal Tumma. Avol Achirayim, the bottom pomim shekoyf and pneim lamata, boisim ben malocha betechacharayim. Sometimes you turn the becher upside down and you use the bottom for the top. So it's osri lamalocha. So mamela, so therefore it is mekabel tumas. This is, we took care of Rashi. The rime foresh, but the ri says the gasin and hoche, the ri has a different gift. Metamim me'achireyem peirish. Ma'avir achireyem, the avir of the achireyem, im kiblu tume mitoichon. It was mekabel tume mitoichon, so it's metamei me'avir achireyem. Ve'ein metamim migabon peirish. Loi mekabli tume afilu benegias gabon v'cholshkein me'aver achireyem de'ein mekablin tume. Hey, says he was going, it's not mitamin me'achireyem, it's not mitamin me'achireyem. No, mitamin me'achireyem, it is mitamin others b'achireyem. Perish me'aver achireyem, d'aver achireyem is mitamin me'achireyem. Im kiblu tume mitoichon, it's mekabli tume mitoichon. So then, a piece of bread will fall in the achirayim. The piece of bread will be mekabel tuma. Ve'ein mitamin migabon, but it's never mekabel tuma from the outside. Perish like mekabel tuma afilu benegias gabon. V'choshke me'avir achirayim. If it's in the avachirayim, ve'ein mekabelim tuma. V'hu adim benegias achirayim. If even the sheretz will touch the bottom, it also won't be mekabel tuma. Nami le mekabli tuma. So memele, v'hodoloi nokat, the ein mitamin me'achireim. So Tosfos asked, so why did he say, ein mitamin migabon, according to the Ritz, I'm a kabel tume me'achireim also. Mishum doloi niti loima. We should make a toys to haina aver achireim. I might make a toys the aver achireim, it's not a kabel tume. The chiddush of aver does not apply on the bottom. Alvo v'negiyas achireim tomei. That's why he wanted to say, as long as it's not the inside, there's no Kabbalah's tumah. The ein kan elo negiye. And so, and if I'm telling you, by negiye, ein mikabel, ein mitamin migabon, in mitamin miachereim, so you see klal, that even negiye sachereim will not be mikabel tumah. Mitamin. Ve'ein mitamin me'achireyin migabeyin. Aye, why didn't he mix this together and say that what? That the outside is mitame, the achireyin is mitame, but it's not mekabel tume. Haina mishum shlehava meforish revuse be, mishum de lehava meforish revuse begabeyin, revuse b'achireyin, because then he wouldn't tell us a chiddush of gabeim and a chiddush of achireim. Avol hashtet nan metamim achireim l'rvusa tefillah ba'aver achireim. That the bottom is metame with its aver. Metame. Ve'im metamin migabon tefillah benegiyah lo'y mekabli tumen. Al koponim, going away from the Tosfos, we should remember there are two shittas. Shittas Rashi is that it is mekabel tumen me'achireim. According to Taisis, it's Zichem Etama Me'achayrav also. In Shitas Ori is that it is not Mekabel Tumme Me'achayrav, it is only Metame Me'achayrav. And the Metame Me'achayrav is Avir Achayrav. Zog Taisis weiter. Betumme der Rabbonu Le'echisela Rabbonon Tumme. The Gemara said that at Tumme der Rabbonon, this din, that Tumme Yishone is a Tumme, is the Rabbanon the Kedin, and betumah the Rabbanon echisal Rabbanon tum. Since the tumah of Klis Chuchis is the Rabbanon, is lo echisal Rabbanon tumah. The kasha lari. The Amav Mesechta Sabay the Zora Perik Abishmoel. Gmos is as follows. Risech kli la avayda zorem al. The risech means he welded together a kli that was once used for shimosh avayda zorem. That means as follows. Meshamshe avayda zorem is mekabel tumah midarabonim. He broke that keli, it became toyer. He put it back together again. Risech kli that was once used la avayda zorem al. What is the din? So you want to know if the tumah yishone goes back. So it's not the same din. It's a taka, it will become tumah. Now, this din, that mishamshe abay dezora tumah, that's only a tumah de rabbonon. So we see, even by a tumah de rabbonon, the din is, it's tumah yishone returns. Alma afilu betume derabono nami iketume yishone. So memele. So how does this stim with Agamor? Agamor said bakli schuchis. There's no din of tume yishone since it's only a tume derabono. Vieshloime afal pi da omar hosam betume derabono hi that tume yishone applies by tume derabono. Mikol mokim. There's a difference. Hakli mikabel tume midiraisa. There the kli is able to be mekabel tumah midarais. No, the tumah is gada tumah derabonim. So there the halach is chayzgan the tumah yishana. Aval hach kli schuchis le mekabel shum tumah midarais ela midarabonim. Here the whole kabbal is tumah of the etzem keli is derabonim. Pshit leid lechisulu rabonim tumah. Here there's no din of tumah yishana. Of the rabonim hekered le lisrei tumah mekonchim. So the Gemara asked if a kli schuches has the same halacha of a kli matris. So why is by kli schuches is the halacha pshutayim tohirim? So the Gemara answers they had to make a heck of a difference to that we should remember that you should not be soirif tume bekotchim if it touches a kli schuches. So they had to show that tumas kli schuches is different than tumas kli matris, and that's how they did it. The heck it was. That pshutayim toir. So Tosfos says, "L'chayru we have another heker. B'may dein chayzrin l'tume yishane. L'chayru we have another heker. It's not chayzrin l'tume yishane. So you see that a kli schuchis is different than a kli cheres. So Tosfos says than a kli matris. So Tosfos le'have a keret. The kli matris nami ein chayzrin l'tume yishane." Ella miderabonon, the leke hakeire diyeraise. So the Svasemis explains Tosfos Teretz as follows. That since this whole din of Tumi Yishon is at the Rabbonon de Kedin, so maybe they had a reason that this the Rabbonon de Ketumi does not apply by a Kli Schuchis. But it doesn't show that a Kli Schuchis is different than a Kli Matris. That means could be a Kli Schuchis has the same halachas of a kli matris, soif and truma olof. No, the rabbanon the din of a tumah yishana does not apply by a kli schuchis. I would never get the message. Therefore, Chazal said a kli schuchis is not mekabel tumah pshutayim. So there, I see everybody that kli schuchis is gora because pshutayim is a din diyeraisa, and if kli schuchis is equivalent to kli matris, also should be pshutayim tumayim. And since Pshutayim Torim, so there we get the message already that what? That Kli Schuchis is a different type of a Tumah, and therefore we'll know Ein Tzeirif and Trumolo. The Kosher L'Ri. Now the Ri is a Kosher. Dilma Lo'ilom L'Kli Cheres Dove. Maybe a Kli Schuchis is Doimet to Kli Cheres. The Ein Mitam and Migabot. It's not mekabel tumah migabel. Bahai de loy toni le bahadi kli nesa kli cheres. Why isn't it together with a kli nesa? Mishum dahanu mitamin ba'avir. Could be, these are mekabel tumah ba'avir, aval kli schuchis loy mitamin me'avir. That means, not that it has more than a kli cheres, it's less than a kli cheres, it's not mekabel tumah me'avir. The of the rabbonon ekeire, the loy nisroi. The chiyagav no ma bepekva metoimnim, the beisapacha, beisatavn, rameyer, metami bemage, avoloi ba'avir, the ovid rabbonon ekeire. So Tosfos says, let's say the halach is completely different. Akli Schuchis is mamish similar to Akli Cheres. No, one halacha, one chumra of Akli Cheres, Akli Schuchis doesn't have. That Akli Cheres is mekabel tumme me'aviroi, and Akli Schuchis only mekabel tumme mitoichoi, not me'aviroi. Why is it that way? Al tzeker, to show that the ain't so from Trumolov. The Tiritz, Ri HaBochel, we see in the Bali Taisus, those Rabbi Lezer HaZokin, the Ri HaBochel, Dal Kolchoch, Kli Schuchis, Mitame Migabo. He says, you can't say this, that a Kli Schuchis is not Mikabo Tumme Migabo. Mitesefta de Kalem, I brought you before Tesefta de Kalem, Shei Vesi Leel, Shei Mitzilin, Betzomit Posel. So the Mela, so you see, Klo, that a Kli Schuchis is Mikabo Tumme Migabo. So therefore the Gemara say the Hoshtek Teure, with other, that's similar to Klimatris, other Teure Kemari. Lamai the frish is nami leel. The way the what I wanted to say, and after zvavim with base, the davka to mezgav leisurf and shein tami el mishum the domilikli matris. Abem emashim etame beteres kli cheres surf. And the that I wanted to say, and after zvavim with base, that if it is mekabel to me mitoichoi, so there will be surf in esatrume. So me meyus the whole kasha finds sich nishton. It's also not me shopper, so it's not schwer to cash it.